This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 280 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing with our sci-fi action films. These are action movies that have a sci-fi twist, or maybe sci-fi movies that have a lot of action in them. And this week, we're going to 2011, getting our time machine, going back 12 years to a little movie called Cowboys and Aliens. This, of course, directed by Jon Favreau, and has one of the craziest casts, which we'll talk about when we get into the movie proper. But Alex, this is a first-time watch for you, correct?
You know, it's funny. This is the first time me watching this. I heard of these two actors together. I just never knew the movie was called. Like, I knew Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford worked together because, I mean, a lot of people work together in whether it's not a popular movie or whatever, but I never knew the name of the film until, again, you throw it up in our schedule and I'm like, oh, this is the movie that everyone's like, you might enjoy or you might not like. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. Looking forward to this one.
Yeah. So, okay, great. I'm looking forward to talking about this one too. One of my cousins and one of our Patreons, Becca, she loves this movie. Not loves it, but she really likes it. And yeah, I saw this in the theater. I'll never forget. This is where that guy had that sprite explode on him. And it was one of the funniest things I ever saw in the movie theater. So before we get into it, let's go over some, you said you have box office numbers for this too. Yeah. So we're going to do a little bit of box office numbers. And then of course the critical scores, and then we'll give you ours. What did this movie do back in 2011?
All right. So the budget was $163 million.
Okay.
Worldwide, $174 million. This flopped.
Flop.
Yeah, flop. Big time.
Now, this is based off a comic book property as well. I watched the special features. I forgot about that element. This is based off a comic. So it wasn't like, it was original, but not really. It was an original idea for the comic. But this was, the budget was so high because Favreau was coming off Iron Man and Iron Man 2. So.
And I was going to ask you, was this when Daniel Craig did Quantum of Solace? Did that come out 11 or 12, Quantum? Because Casino Royale was 06.
So yeah, it was before 11. This was between Quantum of Solace and Skyfall.
Okay, yeah. So he was Bond, so everybody was just like,
he was right in his name. Bond mode. Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had stars, they had names, they had a director, I think a very good director, but it didn't make money, and maybe this is why. This has a critic score on Rotten Tomatoes of 45%. And an audience score of 43. Yeah. So I'm more surprised with the audience score.
Yeah.
I thought maybe some people like this movie, but apparently not that many people like it.
I honestly, it's very shocking because, like you said, it has a lot of great supporting actors and actors in this movie. Like dudes that you saw in Western movies in this movie, playing Western. And you know, Sam Rockwell is in this.
Yeah, like, okay, before we review it, let's run down this cast. You got Daniel Craig.
Yep.
Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. Olivia Wilde.
Yep.
Sam Rockwell.
Yep.
Clancy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Walton Goggins.
Gaga.
Mm-hmm. Walton Gaga. You got the lady from Nacho Libre. The Mexican lady. You know, like, and then you had the kid from Avatar, the movie no one likes, The Last Airbender. But still, he was, he's somebody. He was in something. Like, every role is played by, and Adam Beach as the Native American, Paul Dano, who just played the Riddler.
Paul Dano, freaking,
this cast is crazy. It's crazy good.
It's a great cast,
Got a lot of Oscar winners in there, and Oscar nominees.
If you really think about it, it is.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe the sands of time have been kind to this movie because we're about to give you our, maybe they haven't been, maybe we both hate it too. So let's go into it. You get to go first, our lead character, Jake Lonergan. Could you get a more Western name than that? I don't know. Played by Daniel Craig. Take it away.
Okay. I gotta say, watching this movie, that I got vibes of John Carter watching this movie. Mad John Carter John vibes. Carter. You remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember that movie. I remember that movie.
I enjoyed it. That joke got a zero, but I still liked the movie. Anyway, all right. So this movie was pretty, like, for me, I didn't know what the hell I was expecting because it's Westerns and it has an ill sci-fi twist to this.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig in a Western setting is freaking amazing. He is good, dude. Like, in a Western, I'm not talking about the movie itself. I'm talking about the character that he's playing. He is good. Daniel Craig should be casted in more Western movies. I don't know. He should be a villain because he looked like a villain to me.
He looks like a bad guy.
Yeah. He looks like a bad guy. You put him with a gang of dudes, I'm telling you, him and Walter Goggins all day, I'll be watching. Oh, yeah. And they were together anyway because he was the
villain in this movie with amnesia.
He was. So. He was. But give me that all day. I watch Walton Goggins and Daniel Craig just going crazy, stealing banks. Yeah. Anyway, my man is loyal. He was banging a prostitute. So that was awesome. He left his gang for a prostitute. He loved her. That's a good storyline for this type of Western. Mm-hmm. Liked it. Stole gold. Aliens came. Took that shit. He got amnesia, which I hate amnesia films, but this one did actually pretty well with the going back and giving you some of what happened. And I kind of like the way Jon Favreau gave you some content in that. So I like the way he did it. It was pretty cool. Daniel Craig, he was, like I said, he was really good. Now, in terms of acting, my man can act. I don't know. I know he, are we ever going to do Cake Layer? Because that movie is amazing. Cake Layer, it's a British.
Maybe we'll
it's
do a, British, you know, British month. And we'll
like Lock, Stock, and Barrels and all that.
Some Guy Ritchie, Matthew Vaughn stuff. We can.
Cake Layer. I recommend that for anyone to watch. Layer Cake. I'm sorry. Layer Cake. Yeah. It's a fantastic movie. And that's what I saw before. That was my research before he did 007. I had to see.
That's all he had, really.
That's all. Yeah, that's it. So that and Lara Croft. But I like this character a lot. And I guess because I'm a big Western guy, I kind of loved it a lot. So, but I'm not going to give him a 5 because I think I wanted to see more of the Western. But we didn't get that because of the two genre meshing. So I gave him a 4 for great. I think he's a hell of a lead. I mean, as a lead, he's a 5. But in terms of Jake, he's a 4. That's what I see.
I actually co-sign to everything you said. I think Daniel Craig, I like him as an actor. I think he looks the part 100% in this movie. I totally believe that guy, even though he's British, could have lived in the Old West, just how he looks. I also gave him a 4. And my main reason is something you mentioned, and I'm glad you did. I also do not like amnesia as a plot device of like, I don't know who I am. What's your name? I don't know. Like, there is a way to make a character mysterious without it being that they just don't know anything. You know what I mean? Like, the dude wakes up and he don't know what's going on. That scene was badass, by the way. When he wakes up and kills those dudes on the horses, I was like, yes, we're off to a good start. 5. And then I remembered he got amnesia. And I was like, not a 5. 4.
He said, I remember.
I remember like now. Amnesia, I remember. Now it's going. I remember. I love the scene in the town, though. You know, and I do. The one thing I like about the amnesia is that it gives you a chance to have a guy who's a bad guy be the hero of your movie because he doesn't know he was a bad guy. But you know what I mean? That's the only element I like about it. Otherwise, I hate that plot device. But I agree. I gave him a 4. I thought he was sturdy. He looked the part. His blue eyes and that blue sky, just fantastic. I really should do more Westerns. You're right. Needs to do more Westerns. Daniel Craig's eyes are something. Remember when we watched Casino Royale? Let's be honest.
You were all in his eyes.
Bro, when he walks out the water and his eyes look like they're invisible because you can see the sky in them. What a guy. So I gave him a 4. You gave him a 4. Oh, by the way, forgot that one actor's in this. The guy from Wanted. The guy who jumps out the window in the beginning. He's trying to take over his gang.
Raspy voice guy. Yeah.
Oh, raspy voice guy. He gets jacked up. All right. Yeah. So villains. Now, the villains in this movie is aliens. So maybe we'll come down to earth a little bit. What did you think?
Okay. So, well, first it was Harrison Ford. Then it goes to the way they were going with the storyline. Harrison Ford was the bad Western guy. So I'm going to do this a little bit quick.
Okay.
Harrison Ford was miscasted in this movie.
Agreed.
I like Harrison Ford a lot. It's just certain properties did not work for me. But this movie, he did not work for me. He was great in the Yellowstone 1923. He's perfect because he's a seasoned actor. He's old. So you got that. Here, he's just a grumpy ass Harrison Ford. Like it didn't feel Western-y for me, but that was miscasted. But I just wanted to say that. Aliens. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. You don't see much of them. And then when you do, Jon Favreau did a great job with them. It's not like you're getting teased with the aliens.
Yeah.
He gave you enough for the story to enjoy. But for me, I wanted more aliens invading the Westerns. But the thing is that they don't have the technology to fight back. So I kind of understand why he didn't bring them out as much. Because Daniel Craig was the only one that had that freaking cannon in his arm.
Yeah.
No one else could. So I kind of understood why he had the limitations on the characters. But the alien design was flawless. They look great, but they look kind of reminded me a little bit of the Avengers aliens from the first movie.
You know what they reminded me of? They reminded me of the alien from Super 8 a lot, too.
I never seen Super 8.
Okay, so that alien, I think Kurtzman and Orsi and all those guys, you know, they're J.J. Abrams boys. I think they were involved in that too. So maybe that's just like, this was the design that was pretty common at this time.
Yeah.
In the mid-2000s.
It like, got me a little, I had a vibe of Avengers.
The Chitauri, with those guys. They did look a little bit like
that. Yeah, they did, yeah.
But this came out first.
No knocking, I'm not knocking it. I think that the designs were great. I thought all that stuff looked good. So anyway, I gave it a 3. I thought it was good.
I'm with you. I gave it a 3. So far we're on the same page. My main issue is that they don't talk. They're just like aliens that fight. And so as a force, they're pretty good. You know, they do a lot of killing. Basically their goal is that they came to Earth because they want gold. And Daniel Craig's like, I did like the line with Harrison Ford. He was like, what are they going to do? Buy something with it? And and Olivia Wilde's like, hey, it's just as precious to them as it is to you, right? Like, you really want the gold, and wherever they come from, they need gold. So that's their goal. And other than that's it. That's their goal. They don't want to take over the Earth. They just want to take the gold. You know, that's fine, but it doesn't lead for like a super compelling villain because there's no like leader. They don't talk. They just are monsters. So as monsters, they're cool. They do some damage. I did like their ships. I thought those were sick. I thought the design was cool, that they look like they have little wings. They almost look like dragonflies or something.
Like drones.
Yeah. More they were drones, neat. Yeah. And I like how their big ship like blended in with the mountains. So like you wouldn't notice it if you were just walking by right away. I thought that was it. There's a lot of good ideas in this movie. I'm just going to be honest with you. So I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, I gave him a 3. I couldn't tell you the name. As far as Harrison Ford, I think he looks like the Old West, in my opinion. So in that regard, the casting's fine. Probably even more now, like you said, on that show.
Yeah.
But he looks old. He looks dusty. He could be drunk. He looks like a Western. But I agree. The problem is, like, he's too charismatic, even in his old age, to be, like, the kind of bad guy who's, like, the cattle man. I thought Paul Dano was, like, he was a great, like,
he was
little
good.
Twerp.
Yeah.
You know?
And Sam Rockwell was a very excellent bartender.
Loved. He looked like
the
old West,
sorry,
too.
The doctor. Yeah,
no, he was the bartender, but his name was Doc.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he had that little mustache. I think he was both. I think he was like the doctor and the
bartender. I think you're right. I think he was both.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was great. Everyone else fit their roles better than
Harrison Ford. Yeah.
So I agree with you there. All right. 3 for both of us. All right. Action scenes.
A 3. It's good action. I wanted to give it a 4 because the Western, I don't know. It's just something about Western movies. I love when they do modern West. I mean, like with the modern cameras, we get to see everything. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. Like Daniel Craig fighting those guys was cool. Even when he kicked this dude in the nuts, the Paul Dano's character.
Yeah.
Like he was like, put the money in the hat. And then he just kicked him in the nut. And then he just turned, like he put the gun on him and he was like, put that down. Like you don't know how to use it and all that. Like I loved all that. And then the alien stuff was cool. But when Daniel Craig got the freaking gun going, I liked it. Even that scene when it reminded me of Alien versus Predator Requiem, when they're coming out of the tube and he's going boom, 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 boom. It's like a video game. It was just cool. Like, but other than that, like Daniel Craig did fight the other guy. So it was like Harrison Ford and him at the end and he shot with the gold. Like I was like, thought that was cool. Then you got the big finale explosion. I wanted to give it more, and I know there's more, like there's more scenes there, like the flying and everything.
That scene in the house when it's raining and it's all dark and that one alien is in there. It's almost like a horror movie almost.
It did look like a horror, like it was shot very well, but at the end of everything, like I'm thinking to myself, like was it really that great of a like Jon Favreau could shoot action very well. Like he gave you two styles. He gave you the modern alien version sci-fi shots, and then he gave you the Westerns. Mm-hmm. And it looked great. And I thought it was cool, but I'm going to go with the 3 on this one. I know it's kind of, I want people to understand, like, it's really, it's a great, but I have to give it a good for me.
Okay. Well, you didn't want to do it, so I'll do it. I gave it a 4. I thought the action was really good in this movie. I love the beginning when he fights those three guys. This movie is PG-13, but it's almost R. Like, it's really violent. It's like, this has got to be like right on the edge. I bet you there was an R-rated version and they cut some stuff out. Because he's freaking pounding on that dude's face at the beginning. The blood is splattering on his shirt. But they made the blood, like, dark so that it wasn't so red. But that was awesome. It's pretty brutal. The aliens get jacked up, too. Like, they get... there's, like, alien blood so they could stick with the PG-13. I love the scene in the town when the aliens come at night. I love that part. Because, to me, that is, like, the good blend of, like, what would happen if aliens came in this old West town where all they got is like a couple of guns and some horses, you know, and they're snatching people up with those cords. And I love that scene.
I totally forgot about that. That's a 4. I'm sorry. I'm changing it to a 4. Because I forgot. It was like War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
They were just yanking dudes everywhere. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's a 4 for me. Take that back. It's not a three. It's a four. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, good. That scene is awesome.
Yeah.
And I like the other one where the thing, it's like daytime and they're over the water and it captures Olivia Wilde and he gets up on it and he shoots it. Like, I thought it was great. And like you said, the finale, it goes crazy. They got dynamite. They're blowing stuff up. There's lots of explosions. The freaking Scarface one who tried to get him, they got their final battle. That kid stabs one in the heart. You know, when it's coming with his little special hands, T-Rex arms, you know, grab my strong hand.
Yeah.
He's trying to get him and he stabs him in the heart. Love that. So yeah, the only way this would get a five is if it was like, you know me, it's got to be extraordinary. It's not, but it's really good and fun. And there's a lot of action. So I gave it a four. You gave
And remember the bar scene when the guy goes, you're wanted for like a whatever.
Oh yeah, when they come
and
to pick him up.
He turned around, he goes, you don't want to do this. And then he just... That bar, and then she knocked him out.
Yeah.
Because he was about to shoot him too. And then he went click, click. And then he just stood there. He goes, sheriff. I don't want to hurt you. Yeah.
There's some good stuff in this. That's all I'm saying. There's some pretty good stuff. And when that guy from Wanted gets blasted with that arm laser right through the chest, that was pretty awesome too.
How awesome was it that you didn't know what that bracelet did until it went doot, 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 doot. And it went, and I was like, what is this? Like, I was with Daniel Craig on that. Like, when it just started to like go off, I was just like, yo, this is actually a really cool, like, anyway, we're going to get to it in the next scene. But
this reminded me of like Prey, you know, the new Predator movie. Because it's
That's
like,
true.
What would happen if an advanced race goes to an old time? But the old time here was the Old West. So it was cool.
Yeah.
But this came out way before. So anyway, okay, storyline.
I give it a four. I know it flopped in the theater. I know some people was telling me I might like it or not. I enjoyed it. And I was talking to Nate about this, but I didn't give him none of my scores or nothing. But I love the two genre mesh. The zombie, the Western with the sci-fi. I think it's a perfect blend. It is, I think it's very well. If you know how to write it right, I thought this was written very well. I thought it was great written. I enjoyed myself. It was a simple premise. They was taking gold and they're taking the resources. That is it. And Daniel Craig, you know, oh my God. The scene of him getting tortured in the beginning, that you see the guy like stabbed him and he moves it and he's like, and then he just stabbed the dude in the eye and then he put the thing on. And I was like, yo, this is like, it is some creepy shit.
Bro, if you what really they did to his lady, they're like taking out her organs and then they turn her into dust.
Yeah.
Man, this should be rated R.
Yeah. That alone, I was just like, this storyline is freaking awesome. I don't even know why it flopped, but maybe some people didn't like the mesh. It could be.
It's weird. You know? It's got a dumb name too.
It does. Cowboys and it could have been called something else.
Yeah.
But that is kind of dumb. But I enjoyed it a lot. I did like the storyline a lot. I love the whole, they played the feel first with the Western aspect with Paul Dano. He's shooting everywhere. And he's like, hey, just because your dad do that doesn't mean you can do it. He said, what did you say? I love that whole thing because it's just like a Western thing. And then Daniel Craig is just sitting there looking at this guy, looking like an idiot. And then, you know, hits him in the nuts. And then you saw how everything plays out. Then the aliens come and it snatches him like the War of the Worlds. I loved it. I thought this thing was that. And then they teamed up with the Indians, which was actually pretty cool. So
give him the drugs so he can remember.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. And Olivia Wilde, you're right. She does have a big forehead,
but
she has some beautiful eyes. I thought her eyes are so gorgeous. But
her forehead starts up here.
Other than that, I give it a four.
You took the words out. I don't know why people don't like this. This is one of those movies where it's like, why do you hate this movie? I like it. I think it's good. I think it's fun. I think it's very entertaining. What's wrong with it? Like, I don't know. Maybe I just watch a different movie like than everyone else. But what's so horrible about this storyline? It's not that difficult. It's a Western. You have the nameless, well, he's nameless initially, guy that comes into town who nobody knows. He's mysterious, right? That's a Western trope. Then you got the townspeople who don't want no trouble. We don't want no trouble. Then there's always that guy who has more money than everyone else who's always causing trouble. And then out of nowhere, freaking aliens come flying in. And then it's really crazy. And my whole thing is like, if this movie was called like whatever the name of the town is, like let's say they just named the movie after the name of the town. And imagine you went to the theater and you sat down and you didn't see a trailer and this movie's called like freaking Prospect City, whatever it is. I don't know, whatever it's called. And you sit down and it's going on and you're like, oh, this is a Western, it's cool. And then all of a sudden aliens show up. You would be like, what in the world? I almost wish they called it something else and didn't tell people there was aliens in it. Because either they would have been really surprised or maybe they would have hated it. I don't know. You know, it could have gone either way. But I thought it would have been cool. I gave it a four. I also don't think it's perfect. There's some issues with the, again, I hate Amnesia. So I can't, like, Yeah. That's annoying. There's only one movie that I could think of off the top of my head with amnesia that I like, and it's Memento. Other than that, I'm not really a crazy fan of that technique. But even that, it's like short-term memory loss. It's not like true amnesia. And I just think that there's a lot of good Western material here. I agree, like Harrison Ford was miscast. There's a few minor things. And also, I think the middle of the movie, there is one segment where it drags a little bit, where they're like all out together and they're going, and it seems like it's not going anywhere for a little bit. That could have been tightened up. That's why we watched the regular version of it. There is an extended version. I think the theatrical is better because like there's already some parts that drag a little bit. So I gave it a 4 out of 5, but you gave it a 4 too. What's your overall?
Surprising, I'm giving it a 4. I like this movie a lot. I thought it was pretty cool. And I even like the horror tropes in this movie. Like same. When they were in the upside down riverboat, mm-hmm. and there was thunders everywhere, and the thing was creaking, and then the guy who helped the doc shoot, mm-hmm. He got stabbed up, and he helped the little kid. I liked it a lot. I think Jon Favreau did a great job. You know what this reminded me of? This movie, you might agree or disagree. Mm. Predator 1, where Arnold. The movie started as an army movie.
Yeah, exactly.
You did not know it was a sci-fi movie until Predator was lurking.
Exactly.
I mean, this one, it was a lot of aliens, but it had
They could have hidden it.
Yeah, they could have. Yeah, I kind of agree. I think this one was like Predator from 87. So, yeah, so for me, I loved it. I'm definitely buying it in 4K. I mean, I remember I was telling you I was going to buy it, but you were like, nope, coming out 4K. So I'm going to hold out for the 4K on that one. Now, this is Universal.
Yes.
Imagine if Universal does your 4K collection team.
But it flopped. So they won't do it. That would be funny. They won't do it. It didn't make enough money. It was a flop. And they're never going to make a sequel to it, you know? Yeah. Even though they could have, because remember at the end, they're like, we can't let the aliens leave because if they leave, they'll come back and kill you. But what if they were like, hey, they never returned. We got to go get revenge. Independence Day style, you know?
That's true.
It could have been, but it just didn't make the money. Look, I've always liked this movie. I liked it when I first saw it. And then when everybody told me that it sucked, I was like, I don't know what movie you watched, but I liked it. I've always defended it. I think those scores are kind of low, but whatever. I think it's entertaining. You know, if you're going into this looking for like friggin' Unforgiven or something, yeah, it ain't that. This is not the most Western movie. And it's not the most sci-fi movie. But I think it's an interesting blend of two genres. I think Jon Favreau does a great job directing it. He is the right kind of person for this movie because he has a lot of skill. And he is concerned about actors. I think all the actors are great. The one thing I do like with Harrison Ford is that subplot with the Indian, with the Native American guy. Who's like, that story's not for you. He's like a jerk. Yeah. But when he finally, like, I like that scene. I think it's really good. When he dies and he's like, you know, I wish I had a son like you, you know? And then he's like, go get your actual son. Like, I thought that was great. So there's good character stuff. There's fun action. It looks great. This Blu-ray, yeah, just wait for the 4K. The Blu-ray looks amazing. So I'm hoping the 4K even is, I don't know how much upgraded it could be, but it'll probably look really good.
More colors popping, maybe.
Yeah, and maybe it'll have some like Atmos track or something like that. Yeah. But I like this movie a lot. I gave it a 4 as well. So I think we might have the same total score, which would be a 19.
Yes.
A double 19 for you. Yeah, I think just my final thoughts. I think it's a fun movie. If you look at the reviews and you think, this is probably a piece of crap, I would say give it a watch. Give it a watch, especially if you like sci-fi and if you like Westerns.
Yeah, no, I agree. I can't see why not. You have Daniel Craig does a great job leading this movie. Mm-hmm. Really good. And Harrison Ford, like I said, he's miscasted, but he's kind of fun when you see him galloping.
He gets better as the movie goes on.
He does, because he becomes lovable.
When he becomes a good guy, he's more. He's better to watch.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy type of character. He's not.
You know who should have been that role? A Clancy Brown. He should have been the dad.
I can see that.
Because he's been a villain in a lot of movies. You know? He had the voice for it. He got the look.
Or Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell could have done it too.
And then you could put Harrison Ford as doc/bartender.
Yeah, whatever. They had options. They had options here. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, okay, double 19. We enjoyed this one. So much better than last week's movie, The Island. Now, next week, we got a couple of movies coming up. Very popular. And we have another special guest. So next week, we'll be moving on to the prequel series for the X-Men films. That is, of course, starting with X-Men First Class. And then we will be doing another sci-fi action movie. I don't watch this movie very often. I think I've seen it like once. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be doing a little Starship Troopers. An action movie that's also like a satire you know, this is Paul Verhoeven. So yeah. We're getting, you know, RoboCop. He likes his satire. So we're going to be doing that. And of course, we're going to have a special guest, Jay Manley from one of our patrons. He's been on the show before. He's going to be coming on to review those movies with us.
Yeah, X-Men, it's been a while. Starship Troopers, no, because I brought the 4K Steelbook. Mm-hmm. So I had that one for a while. So I saw that one, but you're right. That one was like, I think it was ahead of its time. To be
well ahead of its time. Yeah, late 90s.
Yeah, that one. But anyway, other than that, yeah, like special guest is coming on. Yeah. It's kind of fun doing the special guest. Like even when I was editing Scott's and Pablo's episodes.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun, to be honest with you. It was actually pretty fun. But anyway, with that said, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Geeks and Flicks over at Instagram or our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.